This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Cleveland indie rock band is building momentum after recording its first album with a multi-platinum producer. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Alicia Stanky of Punch Drunk Tagalongs about their big sound and big break. On the explosive title track of Punch Drunk Tagalong's new album, Hazy, Alicia Stanky sings about a relationship falling apart in the winter and new beginnings in the spring. And she says that experience was the foundation of her band.
The start of Punch Drunk Tagalongs was really dealing with a lot of emotions and starting to write about them and using that as my emotional process to get through everything.
And then at what point did you decide, I would like to have a full band?
There's these specific emotional bursts that happened within the song, and they really led me to want to have more power behind my voice and power in the instruments. So I decided to plug in, become electric, and get a bunch of people to back me up. There's a week's crazy.
Like how all of these songs developed, because your style is described as grunge with a bit of distortion, fuzzy riffs, experimental.
Yeah.
I think of grunge as going back to when I was in high school, and that's kind of become like a taboo term now. You kind of embrace that.
I totally embrace that. I think the 90s were awesome. That's when I was raised. I thought the music was great.
Same.
I enjoy it. You know, the Riot Girl movement came out in the 90s, you know, second wave of feminism. Like, there was so much great stuff in the 90s. And I honestly, when people say, oh, it reminds me of grunge of the 90s, I'm like, heck yeah, I love the 90s. So I'm totally into embracing that. What a mother would give, oh, just for a kid, strip herself down, nervous breakdown.
Your live show is really filled with a lot of energy and emotion and power.
Yes. It's almost an outlet for me, just like writing the songs was an outlet. Playing for me is an outlet. I love jumping around. I love just interacting with my bandmates. And it's the funnest part of being in a band is playing live.
These last few months, the last year, things have been building really quickly for your band, Punch Drunk Tagalongs. You got signed.
Yeah,
how
it's crazy.
How did it happen?
Am I saying that? been in the works for about a year now. We actually had a guy at a label, but he kind of just heard of our name. He didn't really hear of our band. He wanted to see music one night, and he saw our live performance. We just started talking from there.
I mean, you have to think how many bands would dream for that moment to happen, and it did.
Really randomly. And you always hear, like, you know, I love reading memoirs of other musicians and bands. And a lot of times it is this random happenstance thing. And you're just like, oh, that'll never happen to me.
So you signed to Sun Pedal Recordings.
Yes.
What happened from there?
They did pay for our album to be recorded with Jim Wirt, who is an awesome producer. Did Fiona Apple's first album title, Incubus, Hubistank. And they have an amazing studio. It's called Spear Sound Studios in Cleveland. And we were able to work with them and record our first album.
So the album is released this Saturday. And then what's next?
We are going to be touring a lot. Now our regional touring has turned into actual, you know, 9 to 10 day tours. And then I'm hoping from there that will turn into a month tour. And I hope East Coast turns into West Coast and the U.S. turns into Europe. I want to be on the road more than I am home.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
That's Alicia Stanky of Punch Drunk Tagalongs. The band's album release show is Saturday at the Grog Shop in Cleveland Heights. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Here Thursdays on Morning Edition. People just keep on unloading. Fear is trickling.